वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवी सरस्वती व्यासं चतुर्विंशतिर्वे नश्वरेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतस्य सेवया भवन्तु वासुते भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णे स्वदामो भगवते जनजनानिभिषा खलौ दशरिषमेषा सर्वयासारणी श्रीभगवतमेष्यते सर्वसंवृतच्युतस्य मनश्च सर्वसीपते कृष्णश्रूयभागवतश्वराय प्रतिश्रये प्रतिक्षये प्रेमाय भागवत कृष्ण श्रीयश्रीमद्भागवतां की जय मा प्राण श्रीमद्भागवतां की जय सो नाउ सर्वे भागवतां फर्स्ट ऑन टूर ऑगस्ट 3rd, 2024 August 7th, Wednesday, Sarasua Nyatra, 4 to 5 p.m. Everyone's invited. Come and swing. See you guys swing. Okay, turn to chapter 90, 10th canto, Mahishi Gita. I don't know what verse we're on. Let's see. I think we're on verse 20, maybe. What do you think? Verse 20.
Yes.
So this is the Mahishi Gita, the song of the queens of Dwarka, where they're playing in the water with Krishna in Dwarka, splashing and shooting water at each other through pitchkaris, which are like water guns. And they feel some separation mood coming over them. Although Krishna's right there, it's kind of hard, paradoxical to be feeling separation when one is strictly in the presence of the beloved. I want to see a strange phenomenon. You're here or not here. You get so crazy. You're embracing your beloved. Your beloved's sitting on your lap. You think he's not here. What kind of drinks are you taking? Some kind of strange transformation of consciousness. It's called, praying by Chitya. So we're on text 20. Already the queens have talked to the moon. They asked the moon, has the moon seen Krishna? Although it's daytime. And they ask the wind, and because they're surrounded by ocean, they're on an island in Dwarka, they ask the ocean. They thought maybe Krishna went for a swim. And they asked the Chakravaki birds whether they saw Krishna. Although they're together at daytime, they think they're separated. It's a little strange all the way. And they asked the osprey. Osprey are always flying around the water, eating fish and stuff. So these are all the inhabitants of Dwarka, non-human and non-sentient inhabitants. They're asking the cloud, etc. Where is Krishna? So in this verse, in number 20, the queens are addressing the cloud. And they're showing him greatest regard, Sri Man. Man means respect. when someone's in mind long, it means you're disrespected. Manina, Manina, Manadena. Right? We should respect all, not respect any respect. So Shiman means, oh beautiful honored one, the cloud. So let's read the Sanskrit. I think it's the lead, was it? The Madhavi Chandas, I think it's called Madhavi. Mega Shiman Stromasi Dayato Yadavendrasi Nunam.
Mega Shiman
Stromasi Dayato Yadavendrasi Nunam. Shiva Sankam Vayamiva Bhavan Dayati Prima Bhadda.
Shiva Sankam Vayamiva Bhavan Dayati Prima
Bhadda. You'd can't shovel the radio smud, vidvo, vidho, bashva, dara. Sritva, 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 vishu jasi muhur, dukadas, tat prasanga. So what verse do you know in the first line?
Mega.
What about Dayata? Yadu, what does Indra mean?
King.
What does Yadu mean? King of the Yadus. Who is that?
Krishna.
Bad boy. The bad boy. He's kind of good over there in Gorkha. Kind of good, not completely good, but he's nice with Rubini and chants with Rao's name. That's not so good. if your husband's lying with you and not chanting, you know, Aditi, and your name is Aditi, he's chanting, you know, something else. You may have some questions. May you kick them out in a day. So this first line is about a cloud and a Shiman. And Shiman all means beautiful, respectable, and my beloved. So the basic context, what's the context?
Asking about Krishna.
The queens are missing Krishna. They're looking for him. They're searching for the lost beloved. So they're asking anyone they see or passing by in the sky or on the ground or in the ocean, have you seen him? So they saw the moon. Hey, moon, man. Hey, you see Durgadi? No, I haven't seen it. Okay. Hey, cloud. Have you seen it? I haven't seen it. Okay. That's what I do. So, okay, what's the second line?
Srivat Sankha.
What does Anka mean?
Sign.
Means sign, mark.
Mark.
What is the name for the moon in Sanskrit?
Shashanka.
Shashanka. Where do you find that word?
Where did
you find them? Shashanka. What does Shasha mean?
Rabbit.
Rabbit. So who's in the moon?
Rabbit.
You're calling Chandradeva rabbit? He's gonna make you go crazy. And he's sort of the mind. You insult Chandradeva. You call, imagine someone call you a rabbit, you wouldn't be a rabbit, you know? No, the rabbits on the hat are Chandradeva. Eat that. Ever see a magician? Pull a rabbit on the hat. Chandradeva. Hold the right out of that. The rest of the world. You're going to be there. Crazy. That's the idea. I finally figured it out. The question is, what is the rabbit's position on the moon? Is he looking at you? Is he smiling at you? Is he showing his butt? Like in Vegas, Israel, Oz, he sees the butt of a cow every morning.
Yeah.
When one guard, he goes to the curtain, there's a cow in front of him with butt facing him.
Yeah.
I've seen it. Vegas, Israel, the butt. It's considered auspicious. So what? Don't get distracted now. What do you see? What do you see when you look at the moon? Look at the moon. You see a rabbit.
Sideways.
Profile. No side view. It's serious and it's head and it's body. Can't see for a while, it's not full moon time. So they're saying, hey, cloud. So Anka means mark. Shashanka means who is marked with a rabbit. In Sanskrit poetry, you say Shashanka. Anka means mark. Shasha means rabbit. What's the verse of Bhagavad Gita? Raso.
Raso samam se vaute prabhas nisisi suryayo pranavasarva vedesho sabda kripa prasam prasho prabham si sisi suryayo.
Prabhas ni shashi suryayo. Shashi and shash. He's rabbit.
Sisi means moon.
Shashi means moon, but the word shashi in Sanskrit means rabbit. Even the Gita proves that the moon has a rabbit on it, which comes out of the hat. A Chandradev. Yeah, they know the sequence. You know? Who comes first, the rabbit or Chandradev? What's the answer? What's the question? The rabbit or Chandradev? First you're the magician, then the rabbit. The first Chandradev, he has that, and goes like that, the rabbit. It's very serious. It's Tatra, Bhagavad Tatra. So Shiva Sank Ankam Vayam Bhavan Dayati Priyam Vada. What does it mean? What does Priyam Vada mean? What does Nitya Vada mean? It means Friederica. You certainly did. I just thought you was the reason. Because you get two puffs out of my ass on every Saturday. She's making a lot of asses. Prem Vada. So meditating on this guy with Srivat's mark on his chest, you get prima. So what is going on here? What are the queens saying?
They're talking to the clouds.
Right, they're talking to the clouds. And they're saying, are you like us? What are they like? Line 2 tells us what they're like.
Prema Bandha, bound by love. Are you like us, bound by love and meditating on
him? Right. First they identify him. He's the king of the Yadus. There's two identifying words to the object that they're talking about. And like 1 and 2, what are they?
Yadu. Yadav
Indrasa
and
Shri Vastu Shankar. Okay. What do
you mean? The king of Yadav dynasty?
Yeah, well. Where Shri was? Where Shri was? Ankam.
Marked by the sign of
Rabbit.
No, this is
the sign of Vishnu.
It's still rabbit in the word. I'm sorry.
Shri means Lakshmi. Lakshmi
means. Thank you. Shri Vats. Shri means Lakshmi. She's golden in color. Vishnu and Narayan. Krishna has a golden lion on the left hand side of his chest. It's in his blue chest as a golden lion. And these two words identify who they're talking. They're saying, hey, Cloud, have you seen this guy? And Cloud says, what guy? Yeah, Yadavendu. Yadavendu. Oh, that guy. Oh, who is he? He's the guy with the gold lion. He says, yeah, no, I see him. And are you like us? And are you like us? Were you bound by love for him? Yeah, no, not me. I'm going everywhere. I'm not bound by anything. I'm a cloud. I just go, I follow, I go with the wind, man. I'm here today, gone tomorrow. That's the nature of a cloud. Don't be like a cloud. Fly in, take nature, fly out. Right. It happens, I see you. Okay. What does your kanta mean, 9-3?
Eagerness.
Rijaya, what does it mean?
Heart.
Okay, heart. So it's telling about eager heart. Eager heart. And shavala means disturbed. Disturbed, distraught. Shavala. Utkanta Shavala. Smad Vid Vido. What does Vido mean? V-I-D-H-O.
Knowing.
What's that something to do with knowing? Yeah, it means in the same manner. It means knowing, basically. Vashvadara.
Pierce. Currents of pierce.
Correct. So, you know, the cloud, what does the cloud do?
Rain.
So rain is like crying.
Of clouds.
So the clouds are crying. So the clouds are maybe pouring some water. So the queens are saying, are you feeling unhappy? You're eager to see Krishna and in separation feeling unhappy and you're crying, is that why you're raining? Torrents of tears because you're remembering them again and again. Shritva, what does that mean?
Remembering.
Vishrija means detached, let go, release. Muhu means again and again. So for Sangha, what does it mean?
Association.
But more than just association, tight association. What's the verse from the third canto? Sangha, that's Sangha, the effect of Sangha. I think it's very careful.
Mahanthaste
Samachitta Prashanta. No, in other words, Satam prasanga.
Satam
prasanga. Mamavirya samvido. It means Sata means saints, and Prasanga means associating sincerely with a desire to transform your character, behavior, and mentality. That's what Prasanga means. That's okay, it's upper class. In one ear, out the other ear. That's not the way. You listen, you associate with Sangha, you associate with Sadhus for the purpose of elevation, transformation, and revelation. These three things. Transformation, elevation, and revelation. They all have a different meaning, although sounding similar. So read the translation. Oh, well, the word we say, Dukkha Das. So associating with Krishna gives you misery. That's what ladies think. They're smart. They say all these good things about how they're bound with love, but they're miserable.
Oh, revered cloud, you are indeed very dear to the chief of the Yadavas, who bears the mark of Sri Vatsa. Like us, you are bound to him by love and are meditating upon him. Your heart is distraught with great eagerness, as our hearts are. And as you remember him again and again, you shed a torrent of tears. Association with Krishna brings such misery.
I love it. There you go. No, nothing's hidden. No surprise ending. We told you already. We warned you. And still you fell in love. It's your mistake. No refund. Too late now. Here's Gita Press translation, quite nice. Omega, O cloud, your color is as lovely and beautiful as that of our beloved Lord. Surely you're very dear to Krishna, the crown jewel of the Yadu clan. That is why, bound to him with ties of love, you are absorbed in Krishna's thought like us. With a heart full of anxiety, you're always pining for Krishna like us, recollecting him again and again, and shedding profuse tears. Oh, the very contact with Krishna is painful. A nice translation. Painful translation.
That guy.
That's the one you picked out? Sure. It's not too late. It's 1 week till the marriage. Let's show back up. Catch the venue. Runaway bride. There he goes. She's a promised president. Is anybody watching this guy? Except Paramatma? Here I am, please. So Prabhupada says, my dear beautiful cloud, the color of your beautiful body exactly resembles my dear most Shama Sundar's bodily youth. I wonder if the queens of Dwarka would call Krishna Shama Sundar. I don't think so. It's too much Madhurya, too much Madhurya. But Prabhupada, whenever he talks about Krishna, he usually says Shama Sundar. That's why he built a temple in Vrindavan. He named it Radha Shama Sundar. Because you are so dear to Shama Sundar, you are exactly as I am, absorbed in meditation. I can appreciate that your heart is full of anxiety for Shama Sundar. You appear to be excessively eager to see him, and I see that for this reason only, there are drops of tears gliding down from your eyes, just as there are from mine. My dear black cloud, we must admit frankly that to establish an intimate relationship with Shama Sundar means to purchase unnecessary anxieties while we are otherwise comfortable at home. That's right. Nice explanation, my brother. We're comfortable at home without this bump. Sometimes wives feel like that, you know? Not all of them, of course. Otherwise, be a lot more divorces. Oh, boom, boom. Hey, Mama. How are you doing down there? Let's go see her, save her. Cheers for my comments. Oh, cloud, by your qualities of removing distress caused by the sunlight, you are our friend. Daya Saka. Daya means Saka. You are the friend of Burgundies. Therefore, your good self is meditating on him. Why have you made friendship with Krishna, since his association creates misery? Krishna is coming, baby.
The queen said, O cloud, you are Krishna's friend, and being bound by love, you always meditate upon him. Although you share Krishna's blue complexion, it is Krishna's distinctive features such as his Srivatsamar that especially attract you. But what is the result? Simply unhappiness. Your heart is tainted by depression, and you are constantly shedding tears on the pretext of raining. Why did you become attracted to Krishna, since association with him brings only suffering?
How do you agree with that? Are the queens speaking truthfully? Yes or no?
Yes.
Who says no? Who's afraid to say it? The queens are in a type of unmod. They're in a type of madness of separation. So they aren't really speaking from their proper loving mind. It's the influence of the circumstance. So actually, this speaking of the queens shows the intensity of their love. So it's quite the opposite. Association, so what they're speaking is the opposite. They're saying his association is dukkha, dukkha das, dukkha da. It gives misery, but actually they're saying it gives pleasure. It gives the greatest pleasure. And that's the fact. Association with Krishna gives the greatest pleasure. Chant the Maha Mantra for 1 hour and see how you feel. Read Bhagavatam for 1 hour and see how you feel. Look at the Radha Shama Center for 1 hour and see how you feel. Look at Bhagavatam Vihari for 1 minute. Can we close the curtains? We'll see how you feel. So that's how it is. So there is separation, apparent separation. And they're seeking some solace in their separation by seeing their feelings reflected in clouds and wind and moon and birds and goose, geese and goose and the ocean, Chakravaki. Actually, these verses indicate their intense love for Krishna. But the angle of vision is interesting because this is Samanjasarati, which means kind of give and take love. I give love, I also take, I give my love to you, I also take your love. You enjoy me, I enjoy you. It's kind of that little exchange going on. The Gopi's love is called Samartha, which means everything for Krishna's benefit. I don't draw any profit. I don't take anything for myself. So the angle of these verses, if you look at it from an emotional viewpoint or from a selfless viewpoint, you see each verse is tinged with a little meanness. Meanness means meanness. Mean means mean. Means selfish. So they're saying, association with Krishna gives us misery. What about Krishna? So it's all a subjective view. It's not a very objective view. They're not worried, oh, Krishna, your feet might be hard. We know your feet are so soft. You're wandering in the forest. Your feet must be so soft. We hanker to hold your feet or our breasts. We're afraid you're too hard. Don't scratch your feet or your feet. Because we massage your feet. We know how soft they are. So there's no idea you're really thinking of Krishna's pleasure. There's he's like this, he's like that, and you see. Anyway, just keep that in mind, because the whole idea of Stagmajigita is to compare and contrast the intensity and the depth of their love with the love of the gopis. Gopis are supreme. Okay, text 21. This is Chanda Skull, I forget what it's called. Typical Bhagavatam Chanda. What's that Chanda? Is Ratodata? Okay, Ratodata. Text 21. Priya Rama Padana. Priya. How do you go?
Priya
Rav Padani Bhasha Se. Priya Rav Padani Bhasha Se.
Priya Rav Padani Bhasha Se.
Riti Sanjeevaka Yanaya Gira.
Riti Sanjeevaka Yanaya Gira.
Karavani Kim Adyate Priyam.
Karavani Kim Adyate Priyam.
Varame Bhagita Kanta Kokila.
Varame Bhagita Kanta Kokila.
What does Bhasha mean?
Speech.
Speech, language, talk. What is lines of a poem called in Sanskrit?
Pada.
Pada. Padani Vasa say. Rava means sound, rava. So, okay, so it's something about sound and language. Vibration, sound, poetry, language. Bhasha. Second line, what does Mrita mean?
Yes.
Katamogya, bye bye. Hi, Bo. Amen. Goodbye. Urwa Jange, Janga. Death. So one side is death, the other side is life. What does Sanjeevani mean?
It's a kind of a medicine.
Medicine
that gives
life.
So it's life and death. What does Gira mean?
Words.
Gira.
Speech.
Gira means talk, speech. And the person, Rasida, the Gugis are separated from Krishna, Bhagavad Gira. Bhagavad Gira.
Madurai
Gira. Yeah, very good memory. Madurai Gira. Madurai Gira. Says, your voice is very sweet like honey. Krishna. Madurai Gira. Madurai Gira. Says, Gira. So, Mrita means death, Sanjeevani means life. See, the word Jiva is there, Sanjivaka Anaya Gira. So, it is like Karavani means I should, Kara means I, karma means I should do. Adya means today. Ayaj, we say Aj, Adya, Anik, Adya means today. So, we should do today Priya. We should do something today. What does Kanta mean? Throat, right. Tosi Kanta. Tosi neck beads. Right, Tosi Kanta. Kanta means neck. Kanta. Ta. 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 Well, it was K-A-T-A, what's it mean? Khan, Radha Khan, Gopi Khan, Radha Khan.
Husband.
Lover. May not be the same. Husband is Pati. God is a different thing. Pati means master. Maybe master, but no love. Most likely. Two different words. Where's that word come, Kanta? Where does it come?
Kanta?
Yeah.
Neck.
Where does it come? What prayer comes in? Famous prayer. It's about Rarati, you should know. You always speak Sanskrit, right?
No, I don't.
You're in her class. Tantra Kansha. No, no, no. Hare Krishna. Hey Krishna. How do you spell Kanta? How do you spell it? T-A-T-A. Not top. It's top, not top. I'm eating that. In 1994, I was in Missouri. We ran that song in Shiro song. Hey, all three of us are really funny guys, you know. Right now, Swami, you know, so we're laughing. You say, ta, ta. You never think of it. I'm very tired of it. Oh, God. Okay. So, what's Kokio mean?
Cuckoo bird.
Cuckoo, 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 Kokio, cuckoo bird. Kokio one. So, what's the last line? What does Vod mean? Like, Maya Vod. Maya Vod means, Vod means the type of speech or talk. Vod, V-A-D-A, Vada. Priya Vod means sweet talk. Vod. So a lot of words about speech. Vod, Vagita, Kanta, Kokila. That's a very nice sentence. Vadame, Vagita, Kanta, Kokila. Very nice. Va, ko, ko, ka, ka, ka. Va, kan, ko. Very nice. So what's the translation, Jack?
Oh, sweet. Oh, sweet-throated cuckoo, in a voice that could revive the dead, you are vibrating the same sounds we once heard from our beloved, the most pleasing of speakers. Please tell me what I can do today to please you.
All right. Tell me. So what is the special about the cuckoo?
They wake up the dead.
Sweet voice.
Sweet voice.
Sweet voice. Good. Then we come around here in summertime, the hottest day of summer. They make fun of her. Everybody's lying in the room, straight. They come out of the tree outside the window. Oh, get the hell out of here, Bob. You'll fly away, you jerk. Here it comes on a nice day. On the hottest day of May and June. There's one cuckoo comes, lands on the tree. I mean, they're going, oh. You go, oh, it's so much fun out here. Oh, tell me what I can do to please you today. Okay, now I know you're eagerly on the end of your seat with your translation. Read the press. I have a drum roll here. Okay. 21. Oh, cuckoo, your voice is so sweet and melodious. It seems our beloved Krishna has made it so sweet by drilling it. You warble in notes as sweet as those of honey tongue. Krishna. Vagita Kanta. Vagita Vada. Honey tongue. Honey tongue, Krishna. Your song brings life even to the dead. That's good enough.
You're dead, ring a cuckoo. Come back, boy. Please tell us what service we may render to you today. That's amazing how cuckoo is in the middle of the ocean. That's a little strange. Strong as an island in the middle of the ocean. Really, cuckoos don't go out there. I guess they came from spiritual world or something. That's one thing for sure. When you're discussing spirituality, don't think about logic. Doesn't work. doesn't work over there. Here's Prabhupada's translation, which I'm liking very much. I really like this way of translating. This is exactly not edited by anyone. This is Prabhupada's exact translation in 1969, 50 years ago. 55 years ago. Generally, the cuckoo sounds its cooing vibration at the end of night or early in the morning. When the queens heard the cooing of the cuckoo, oh, it's probably given us some idea what time it is. At the end of night, that's interesting. I don't know how this thing works here. They start smashing water in the daytime, and now it's nighttime all the time. I guess it's night, I don't know. I really lost track of time. Thank you. They said, "Dear cuckoo, your voice is very sweet. As soon as you vibrate your sweet voice, we immediately remember Shabbosundar, because your voice exactly resembles his. We must frankly admit, your voice is imbued with nectar. It is so invigorating that it's competent to bring back to life those who are almost dead in separation from their dearmost friend. We are very much obliged to you. Please let us know how we can welcome you or how we can do something for you." That's really nice. Let's see what Sri Aswami's commentary is on this verse. Little bunny, look at the little guy. He's trying to figure out how to jump on the knee tree. Make him make fun of you. They shall pay money right away. Sorry. How lose friends and make enemies. There's a famous book, How to Make Friends and Influence People. So I wrote a book, How to Lose Friends and Make More Enemies. Insult them on your face, make fun of them. Sure, winner. It's a winner. Sure, that's all he said. Oh, cuckoo, your uttering sounds of my sweet-speaking Sri Krishna. With your voice that revives the dead. Oh, charming throated one. Come on, flies are too much. You're too far away. Please tell me what we can do for you. Now, read the Krishna.
The queen said, "O cuckoo, your sweet words deliver us from the pain of separation from Krishna. The word pada can mean determination, deliverance, foot, mark, article, or place according to the Amarkosha dictionary, which says, padam vyavasiti tranisthana lakshmanuri vastushu. In reality, the sweet song of the cuckoo is painful because it reminds the queens of their beloved Krishna and exacerbates their distress of separation. Therefore, words like Priya Rava, have a sarcastic intention. Thus, the implied meaning is, O sweet-throated one, what may I do to please you, who are making me burn in torment by your songs? I should set your beak on fire.
Oh, wow.
They're pretty hot queens, huh? See, they're from South Delhi. I see that. Poor bird. Better fly back to Vrindavan. We're not going to treat them like that. I need to return on my human bird.
What else is different?
Okay. So that cuckoo is not too much appreciated down there. If you hear Vishnu's commentary, the cuckoo may fly away. I'm going to take some water now. Very soothing. Very, very soothing. Different colors, shades of green, different shapes. Very beautiful. The Shaka Skuns. Four Champak trees. About 10, I say. Vishaka Skuns is typified by Champak trees. So we have a lot of Champak trees. Any questions on verse 21? So the queens are speaking sarcastically. Your voice is very sweet, means they're not really meaning that. They sound so right, you're really beautiful. Maybe ugly. So they're sarcastic. But,
so there's no intention to really know that they want to please
Krishna is not in this verse.
No, I mean when they're saying that, please tell me what I can do to please. Okay, the words. That intention for pleasing them is not there. It's just a sarcastic remark.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Yeah, because that's how Vishnu explained. Let me please you by cutting your beak off. That's like Lakshman said to Supurnaka in Chaitanya Yuga. Oh, Supurnaka, can I please you? I'm going to make you really happy by cutting off your nose and ears. Oh, yeah, go ahead. That's more sarcasm. First line, the whole thing is sarcasm. From beginning to end. Oh, sweet sort of cuckoo. Your voice is not sweet at all, it's like sour. And we heard you're a most pleasing speaker. You're a terrible speaker.
What can I do, please? Let me cut your beak off, please. Vishnu sees through all the sarcasm. You can fool Mrs. Gore, but you can't fool Vishnu. Kishori Gore, you can fool her. You can't fool Vishnu. Got a cool name, his name is Gore. Yeah, man. You should be Harry Gore. You should have gotten the name, your father is this day, you get the name Prabhu Gore. Prabhu Goranga, Prabhu Gore. Bored. Okay, here you have it. Cuckoo had a bad ending there. Wow, Vishnu's really getting inside those queen's hearts. The Bhagavatam sixth canto describes the nature of women. But it's describing the nature of materialistic women. What does it say? Do you have that verse?
Sweet words are sweet.
Yeah, you're right. Sharat padmotsavam vacham vachascha shravanamritam. Riyam shuradarasya vidvamsham. Panita Muda, something like that. It says this, Shard Padmoksavam Vaksham. The face of a woman is as beautiful as a lotus flower blossoming in Shara season. Shard Padma Utsav blossoming, Vaksha, Vakshrin says. That's nice. And Shravanamritam. Shravanamritam, and her ears were like her words, vacha shravanamritam, her vacha, uvacha, her words are very sweet, like nectar to the ears. Oh, Prabhu, you're so nice. But the third line is the truth. The truth hurts. Riyam Shura Darasya. But if we study the nature of riyam, our heart is as sharp as a razor. As such, even a smart guy is bewildered. That's the last one. Vidvamsham. Vidvamsham Avikarsati. Even a learned man becomes crazy. Nothing personal. So that's the sixth canto. So, well, we hear the queens are going to cut the beak off the cuckoos. Vishnu said in his commentary. You see, you cuckoos are making all the sweet noise, sweet song, sound like your husband. So, you don't want to get to so that's not very nice. But, they're queens. And queens are expert at what? Sword fighting. Rani Ki Jhansi. She was a queen of Jhansi. Her husband got killed in battle. She went out on a horse, took a sword, and chopped off a bunch of guys.
Carrying her child on back.
Carrying her child on back. Giving some online training. He's his little papoose, you know. Go, Bobby, go. Go, Bobby, go. Go, go Bobby, go. Go, Bobby. Oh, that's a good one. He's fine, Rebecca. Good job, Bobby. Excellent job. Hey, good, Bobby. Then Mommy got shot, and they ran. Mommy got bumped off. But she died gloriously. Fighting for her kingdom. Great, cool lady, Granny Q Johnson. I compare Gobekin like this. I'm the horse. Okay. What time is it now?
4:02.
4:02. 4:02. 6:22 is back to Maori Chandas. The Chasi Navadasi Udara Bode. Chasi Navadasi Udara Bode. Mahantam Artam. Avi Bhadra Vasudeva Nandan Angrim.
Avi Bhadra Vasudeva Nandan Angrim.
Vayam Yuga Kamayasye Sanar Vidartum.
Vayam Yuga Kamayasye Sanar Vidartum.
Now they're talking to the mountains. So the mountains are there and Dwarkapuri. Chalasi, what does Chalasi mean? Chala mean?
Movement.
Same as Hindi. Move. Udara, what does Udara mean?
Magnanimous, big hearted.
It means belly, and like his belly is magnanimous. Udara literally means big belly. Big belly means generous, magnanimous. And when we say doing welfare work, in Sanskrit we say udar. Udar means welfare. Do good for people. Give money, give food, give housing, give clothing. Help poor people. It's called udar. Udar vichar, udar work. So, udar bude. What does bood mean? Indriya man bood. Buddha, what does it mean?
Intelligence.
Buddha was a smart guy. That's why it's called Buddha. Bodhisattva. Buddha means smart, Buddha. Well, he described, how did he describe Krishna? Tricky question. You should know it. How do you describe Krishna's booty?
Pashu.
Yeah, these Virgos have good memories. Watch out. You cross your path, so remember it. For 100 lifetimes. I pity your ex-husband. I'll never forget. I'll never forget the guy. That's your booty. Are you singing about yourself or what? This is a page for your autobiography or what? So go and say what they say, Brenda.
The cows, and so
you
got
a
cow brain.
Yeah. Pasha Bhuti. So Udara Bhuti means generous intelligence, magnanimous intelligence. So who are they talking to here?
Mountains.
mountains. Interesting Sanskrit word for mountain is Shiti Dara. Dara means to hold, and Shiti, I don't know what Shiti, what does Shiti mean? Read a Sanskrit dictionary. I forgot what it is. Look at what you're following. My problem. K-S-I-T-I or K-S-H-I-T-I. What is that train? No, no, it's wrong. No, you're wrong. It's 100% off the wall. That says mountain, so it means mountains, the earth is holding a mountain. Dara means hold. Shiti Dara, holding the earth is a mountain. You found it?
Shiti means
earth.
Earth.
Yeah.
Earth is holding a mountain, the mountain's holding the earth.
Yeah, because it's made of rocks and soil.
What's yours holding who?
Mountain is called Shiti, that which is old.
Held by the earth. There is something every day. What's mountain in Sanskrit? Faced out. Second line, first two words. Give me words with the word Dara in it. Give me three words with the word Dara in it.
Dara. Shiti Dara. Dara.
Not Shiti. Three other words.
Three other words.
Udara. No, that's not it. That's D-A-R-A.
D-A-R-A.
D-A-D-A-D-A. That is D-A. That is D-A. Murali Dar, Haladar, Dharani. Who's Dharani?
Earth.
Okay. Vad, Vad means speech. So what does the mountain do? Natsala Navada.
Doesn't move, doesn't speak.
Right. Why? Because he's busy thinking. I hear what she's thinking. That sounds about it. You know, like that little golden mountain. You know? White mountain. Snow covered mountain. You'll remember that tonight. He said that. I can back it in. I'll put some sand in his rice tomorrow. One teaspoon of rice, one teaspoon of sand, 4 hours, 20 minutes. I said, okay. Translation, please.
O magnanimous mountain, you neither move nor speak. You must be pondering some matter of great importance. Or do you, like us, desire to hold on your breasts the feet of Vasudeva's darling son?
Yeah, that is sorry. But it's from their angle of vision, see?
You're not thinking about Vasudeva, you're thinking about them. We're desiring to hold Krishna's in our breast, not for him, for us. So, that's often the case. These parts of a woman's body are often compared to a mountain by the writers of Shastra. What about Rava Sunidhi? There's one verse where the gopis Manjari are sucking water and they want to see it. They taunt Krishna, they make fun of Krishna. They say, Krishna, everyone calls you Giridhari. You held up this one mountain with your pinky finger. But you know that verse? You remember that verse? You are in Sanskrit?
No.
Hey, Madhuri. Hey. Anyway, the Sanskrit is, everyone glorifies you for holding one mountain on your pinky finger. But when you simply see the two golden mountains on Radharani, you faint. You simply heal. You faint on the ground. So what is this, all this big publicity you have, Giridhari? You're called Giridhari, but you see these two mountains on Radharani, you faint. It's Radharasudhanidhi, Radharasudhanidhi. So the queens here looking around and saw the mountains. Hey, you guys, the mountains are male. They have funny guys. Mountains are male by gender, but the gopis are seeing them as females. Like, so you want to hold, you decide, they think the mountains' peaks are like them. They're a little crazy, crazy talk. But again, the point I want to make is the angle of vision is they're missing Krishna, they want to hold their feet there. So that's from their angle. Let's see what Mr. Gene P. has to say here. 22. Oh dear mountain, the Queen's of Dwarka said, you possess a noble mind. It is you who support the earth. This is what I thought. The mountains, what's the word, Shiti Dara? The mountains are holding the earth. That's what I thought. So everyone was saying the earth is holding the mountains. But the mountains are holding the earth. Because here what it says. It is you who support the earth by maintaining her balance. I'll give you an example. There's something called a sailboat. Everyone knows, an Anoka sailboat. And in the bottom of the boat, there's all kinds of rocks. Later rocks called ballast. B-A-L-I-S-T. And all that weight is put in there. Keep the boat from tipping over when the wind blows. When the wind blows, the wind will just blow the boat over like that. But the weight of the bottom of the boat holds the boat down. So the bottom of the boat is all lead balls, and it's called ballast, or chunks of clay. And one of those chunks of clay, there was a murti that was worshipped by Rukmini, and it's called Urvi Krishna. In South India. And the boat crashed, and they got the clay out of the bottom of the boat, broke over the clay, and found the deity of Krishna. Where's your way of being? So this ballast is holding, this weight is holding the boat steady. So the mountains on the earth are holding the earth steady from going out of orbit. There was no mountains to fly off there. So the gravity is there in the mountains. This translator is quite to the point. So Shiti Dara means
holding the mountains hold the earth, not the earth holds the mountain. So when you chop all the mountains up in Rajasthan to make roads, it's to fix the orbit of the earth. So all they're doing all around the world is breaking down mountains to make roads. Very bad. Mountains are there for a purpose, to maintain the balance of the orbit of the earth. Anyway, so it says, how is it that you neither move nor speak anything? You seem to be immersed in some serious thought, or is it that you long to place lotus feet or beloved Lord on your breast like peaks, even as we do? That's the Prabhupada's translation. Dear mountain, you are very generous. By your gravitation only, the whole crust of the earth is properly maintained. Because you are discharging your duties very faithfully, you do not know how to move. Because you are so grave, you do not move hither and thither, nor do you say anything. Rather, you always appear to be in a thoughtful mood. It may be they are always thinking of a very grave and important subject matter. But we can guess very clearly what you are thinking of. We are sure that you are thinking of placing lotus feet or Shama Sundar on your raised peaks as we want to place his lotus feet on our raised breast. But then Shama Sundar. Prabhupada, he likes that Shama Sundar. It's nice to see. When you read a book, you can see into the heart of the author. That's a special thing to look for when you read a book, to see the heart of the author. Not to see Mandrake Bob in every verse of the Gita. That's a little over the top. Every book has its own contribution, which is required for development of bhakti. Goswami's read the Bhagavad Gita every day, read Bhagavatam every day. There are all these books. And then they also wrote Rasa Shastra. So all books have a different message and different meaning to convey. So, what time is it now?
4:20.
I think that's enough for now. A little tired of speaking. So we have a few more verses. We will finish this Mahishi Gita next week. After Mahishi Gita, we'll start first canto. That's nice. So if you want to read ahead, you can read the first two chapters. We'll do two or three chapters every Saturday. That's the plan. So there's 355 chapters in the Bhagavatam. So three chapters a week is 120 weeks. 120 weeks to finish a marathon. Two years.
Little over 2 weeks.
What did you say? 2.5 years. That's fun. That'll be really funny. We have Vishal's commentary by Bala Swami. Shri Bhagavatam Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Jai Jai Shri.